It was a slap seen around the world at Sunday night's Oscars. That stemmed from a joke made of Jada Pinkett Smith's shaved head. In 2018, Pinkett Smith revealed she was diagnosed with alopecia. The actress and host has been public with the diagnosis, discussing her decision to shave her head in December on social media because of her condition. She is one of 2.5 million people in the U.S. living with alopecia, according to the National Organization of Rare Disorders. Joining us now to give us more on alopecia, its causes, and treatments is Jennifer Chan. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, like mentioned, alopecia and hair loss in general is something millions of people struggle with. But what are some of those root causes of it?
Yeah, so like you said, alopecia is super common. It's actually estimated that 50% of women suffer from hair thinning or hair loss. And there are a lot of root causes. You should obviously always talk to your medical professional about what's really going on, but there could be a number of factors, including your genetic history, underlying medical conditions, stress, poor sleep, poor nutrition, even the way you style your hair. There's a term called traction alopecia that can also cause baldness that you're seeing on your head.
Interesting. Okay. And now I also understand that there are different ways that people can go about treating, perhaps even coping with hair loss in a number of different ways. What are some of the top products that you've currently been seeing out on the market?
Yeah. So as you get older, your hormones attack your hair follicle, which means that you're going to notice some hair thinning and hair loss. And it's usually very unpredictable, and it can happen at any stage in your life. I actually suffer from it myself. So this is a topic that's really near and dear to my heart. And I've tried so many different methods out there. So one that I'm really excited about is called the Hair Max Laser Band Comfort Flex Device. Now, this is pretty high tech, and it's definitely an investment if you're interested in regrowing your hair and waking up those dormant hair follicles. The idea is that you plug it in at home. It's actually red light therapy. So you wear it on your head like a headband for about 90 seconds up to 5 minutes, three times a week. And you're gradually going to do this over consistent use. You're going to see some really nice hair growth, which is really, really important. Something else that I'm really passionate about is a brand called Harklinikken. Now, this brand came out of Denmark, and they made it their mission to really treat people who are suffering from alopecia or women's hair thinning or pattern baldness. And a couple of years ago, Ricky Lake actually, also similar to Jada, went out on social media and shared her story about her hair thinning issues. And the founder of Harklinikken reached out to her, put him on his treatment. And I actually went myself. So what they do is they do a scalp analysis, and they really talk to you about your entire journey with hair thinning and hair loss. And then if you're a candidate, they actually hand mix a proprietary extract. These are actually mine from my bathroom counter that I put on my scalp every single day. And over time, I mean, you can regrow your hair. It's actually magical. This brand is definitely something you want to check out if you're really passionate about regrowing your hair and boosting the levels of long, strong hair. And other products I have, this one is Original Blends. It's a styling gel. This is really for men who are already using hair gel every day to style their hair. This is a protein-rich, plant-based formula, and it actually is going to prevent breakage and damage over the time. So you know how you can might see thinning hair as a man. This hair gel, if you're going to use one, you might as well use one that's going to work, because this one has a lot of great ingredients to boost your hair. And another brand I love, it actually just came to market recently. It's called Bangin' Hair. And it's social media famous because this one has a nourishing all-in-one serum. It's packed with really great ingredients like black cumin and virgin black seed oil, omega-6s and 9s. And again, with consistent use, I apply this to my hair about three times a week. I take supplements every single day. And there's a lot of really great studies that show your hair can really be enhanced if you take care of your nutrition. So it's all about inside out, feeding those hair follicles too. And then finally, my last trick of the trade, hair extensions. When I feel like I just want a little extra boost, Glam Seamless is my favorite brand. These are just great. They look really realistic and natural because it's the densest hair extension on the market. It's 100% ethically sourced Remy human hair. And they have all different kinds, clip-ins, bands. You can even go to the salon in Los Angeles or New York and have it professionally applied. But it's another great way to enhance what you've got and give you that boost of confidence, because alopecia or anything, any woman dealing with hair loss or hair thinning, it's a devastating topic, and it's something that you live with and you really struggle with. And I'm actually grateful that this happened, because it's raising awareness for all the women who have been suffering from alopecia.
Yeah, you know, Jennifer, kind of going back a little bit here, one thing that people may not understand is that this isn't necessarily something someone is born with. It's more something that's caused, whether it be from stress or, like you had mentioned, your diet and what you consume, or just different regimens there, correct?
That's right. There's definitely things you can do. Picking up the right supplements, even at the drugstore, vitamin B or folic acid have been proven to show increased results in hair growth. You could also talk to your dermatologist or going to a med spa. There's something called PRP, which stands for platelet-rich plasma therapy. And the idea is they take your own blood and they spin it in a centrifuge and they inject it back into your scalp. And after a couple of treatments, a lot of people see a great boost of hair growth. So definitely talk to your medical professional, but there's definitely things you can do out there, or be like Jada and just rock it and embrace who you are. Your hair does not define you, but there's a lot of options depending on what you're comfortable with. And the most important thing is that you feel good inside and out.
Such interesting tips, Jennifer. Thank you so much. And I know that also people can find you online. Can you give us your socials or your website in case people want more information or just want more tips and tricks?
Yes, I'm so passionate about this. You can find me on Instagram at Jen Chan Glam, J-E-N-N-C-H-A-N Glam. And then I also have a website, jenchanglam.com.
Awesome. Well, Jennifer, always a pleasure having you here. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.